ആ ലോഗിൻ ചെയ്ത് അല്ലേ. ഓക്കെ തുടങ്ങിയില്ല തൽക്കാലം പറയുന്നത്.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. There is a word that comes over and over again in the Quran called taqwa. Very important to understand its meaning. And the meaning of taqwa is extremely vast. In fact, it's supposed to touch every aspect of our life. It means that a person loves Allah the way he deserves to be loved, and they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way he deserves to be feared, and they're aware and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way a person should be aware and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, as a result of that fear and love and awareness of Allah, to abstain and refrain from the disobedience of Allah, from anything that is displeasing and distasteful, to stay on the safe side, right? And we gave a few examples last time about when we want to be on the safe side. When we go to the airport, we have to reach 1 hour before, but we try to be 3 hours before in order to be on the safe side. And in the same way, when a person has that safety, they're on the safe side in terms of their deen, then that is known as taqwa. Now, taqwa is for everyone, because Allah says that fasting is for everyone. And the purpose, the maqsad, the goal of fasting is taqwa. So hence you do a simple math, which tells us that taqwa is for everyone, fasting is for everyone, the purpose of fasting is taqwa, hence taqwa is for everyone. It's not just required for a select group of people, but every believer for their success, that depends on this word taqwa. And you know, someone can say that, well, this injunction of Islam applies to me and that does not apply to me. But this word taqwa, all of us are in this together. It's like a race. Taqwa is a race and we are all in it together. Rich, the poor, educated, the ignorant, leader, the follower, teacher, the student, writer, reader, ruler, ruled, young, old, men, women, all must develop taqwa. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, he gives us a beautiful principle that know that the most honored in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most mu'azziz person, the one who has the most izzah in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, is that person who has the highest level of taqwa. Inna akramakum, the person who has the greatest honor, dignity, respect, is that person who has taqwa. And this ayat is also teaching us that, contrary to what we may think, that maybe izzat belongs in my bank account, or izzat, honor, depends upon my society or where I live, Allah is saying, no, everyone is equal. Every person, whether they're black, white, yellow, whoever they are, race, color, area, society, men, women, old, children, every old, young, every person is equal in the sight of Allah. Yes, there is one thing which will determine rank in the sight of Allah, izzat in the sight of Allah. And this is, by the way, the real izzat. Walillahi al-izzah. That to Allah belongs the true izzah, the real izzah, which is daimi izzah, the eternal izzah and honor and respect, that depends and that comes with taqwa. True izzah belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this izzah to those people who have taqwa. They are really valued and honored in the sight of Allah. And we can call our age, the day and age that we are living in, the age of science or the age of technology, media, many things. But one thing is for certain, that this is not the age of taqwa. And because it's not the age of taqwa, it is the age of fitna, it's the age of corruption, destruction, war. And taqwa has become a lost attribute for us. It's like a disappeared attribute. It's like an endangered species. Or WHO, they put some animals, it's an endangered attribute on the brink of extinction. The people of taqwa, the ahli taqwa, the muttaqeen. It's the gradual fading away and disappearance of this attribute of taqwa. Right? And this is ajeeb, because if you look at the Sahaba ikram, they were people of taqwa. The first thing they had, and perhaps the last thing we have, that was their taqwa. In the Makkan period, they had taqwa before they got ilm. They had taqwa before the Quran came, before hadith, before jihad. The very first thing they had was this attribute of taqwa. Again, what is taqwa? That power, that strength, it's that willpower, the determination to leave the disobedience of Allah, to leave those things that displease Allah. And now we might have a lot of ilm and a lot of Quran, a lot of hadith, a lot of deen. And when you take out taqwa, it doesn't matter anymore. Their view of ilm is not going to help them. Their view of jihad is not going to help them. No matter how jazbati they might be, makes no difference. All the attributes become irrelevant if a person takes away this foundational attribute, this attribute of taqwa. And this is why Ramadan is here. This is why Allah has given us this greatest month, the greatest month given to us, the biggest spiritual booster for us. Why did He give this month to us? To teach us taqwa, not hunger and thirst. To teach us taqwa, that you have the ability to stay away from those things which are permissible for the sake of Allah, and that's what you are doing. And so after this month ends, will you not stay away from those things which are displeasing to me, impermissible for my sake? That's the whole reason of Ramadan, is taqwa. The whole reason of Islam is taqwa. And the whole reason of our purpose in life is taqwa. And it's amazing that almost every page, or after a few pages, you will find this word taqwa in the Quran. And there's so many blessings that are associated with taqwa. The first blessing that Allah speaks about in Quran is that and such a person who is muttaqi, he's so beloved to Allah that Allah very quickly forgives the sin of that person. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. That whoever brings taqwa, Allah will very quickly forgive that person's sin. And we can think about like a mother, she has love for her child. And the child loves his mother, the mother loves her child. And the mother knows that he cannot, you know, the child cannot live without me. And in some cases, if the child accidentally slaps her mother or puts a hand on the cheek of the mother, so slapping is a criminal act. But mother, she knows that there is love and she kisses the son, she kisses the hands of her child. She knows she, you know, he's innocent, the child is innocent. She's very quick to forgive. Why? Because she knows that the child loves her and she loves her. In the same way, when a muttaqi person, because of nafs or shaitan or dunya or all the enemies, when they do some sin, Allah is very quick to forgive that person. Allah says, look at the life history. The life history of this person is telling that person is very close to Allah. He wants to obey me. But he made a mistake or they made a mistake, and inshallah, we'll forgive that person. Then the second blessing of taqwa is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward of that individual, of any act. وَيُعْزِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Allah increases the rate, the ajr of that amal. So sometimes when you're buying some potatoes or tomatoes, and if you buy them off season, the price increases. In the same way, when a muttaqi person does any action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the rate of an off-season vegetable. Sometimes we go buy something from the market and exactly the same, you know, it's 500 rupees here and the next shop they're selling for 1,000 rupees. And you ask them, it's the same thing. They say, no, it's quality. The quality is different. So in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also increases the rate of the actions of a muttaqi person. In one hadith, it comes that when a muttaqi person offers 2 rakah of salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds it to be more virtuous, more meritorious than 1,000 rakat of a ghair muttaqi person. Right? 1 kilogram mud is 1 kilogram. 1 kilogram iron is also 1 kilogram. 1 kilogram of gold is also 1 kilogram. But the prices are different. The value is different. So we pray our salah, maybe we're getting the rate of iron. Someone is getting the rate of copper. And then the muttaqi, when they pray, they're getting the rate of gold. Then the third blessing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of taqwa, gives a very special kind of nur to a person. This is known as nur-e mu'minana. It's the nur which comes because of their true strong iman, because of their taqwa, nur-e firasat-e mu'minana. And in the language of Quran, this is known as Furqan. Furqan. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ فُرْقَانَ. That whoever has taqwa, we give that person a furqan. Furqan is a quwwat. It's a strength to which through which you can do farak between true and falsehood. Between what is beneficial for you and what will be detrimental for you. And this is a very ajeeb, beautiful ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to such people. That beforehand, before making that decision, they can know whether down the line this decision is going to be beneficial for me or not. Or it's going to be detrimental for me and they can save themselves from that harm. Once there was a pious person and he was sitting inside the masjid, Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, and a person came to him and met him and he was wearing a topi and a jubba and imama and dressed up in a very sunnah manner. And he came and then asked a question also, that, O Shaykh, teach me the meaning of this hadith, ittaku firasat al-mu'min فَإِنَّهُ يَنْزُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. That means that fear the insight of a believer, for they see with the nur of Allah, with the light of Allah. And his plan was to trap. He himself was not a Muslim, was a Christian. And he wanted to trap the Sheikh that he will give me some answer and I will say that you can't even recognize who I am. So when he asked this question, that teacher replied, he said, what this hadith means is recite the kalma and become a Muslim. And he started sweating, right? This is waqi, a very beautiful ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. Allah puts in the heart of the believer that if you say this, this will be beneficial for you. Furqan. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, when he was passing in his last illness, about to leave this world, he called his daughter Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and said to her that when you divide my inheritance, then you should divide it among your two brothers and two sisters. And she said that, oh my father, I just have one sister. And then he said that I have been given this insight that my wife, she's expecting, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give her a sister, will give her a daughter. So this is Furqan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them this insight through which they're able to make the decisions, through which they're able to save themselves from harm and do those things which are beneficial for them in this world. The fourth blessing that Allah mentions in Quran about taqwa is that for such a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them an exit from difficult situation. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will give them a makhraj. If you ever go to these Dubai or Riyadh or the Arab countries, on the door when it says exit, you will find the Arabic makhraj. And that same word Allah is using, Allah will give you a makhraj, will give you an exit from difficult situations, from your problems, from issues. And if we today look at our own life and society, there's so many masail and problems people have. Sometimes it's a problem about relationships. Sometimes it's about parents. Sometimes it's about finances. Sometimes it's about something career, and it's about earning. And sometimes there are such issues that we can't even speak about them to other people. We can't even tell other people. We can't even open up and expose ourselves before others. It's something we only know and no one else knows. It's just there inside our heart. And at such moments, shaitan comes to a person and tries to deceive them and puts this waswasa that and makes a person even more depressed and more sad. And they go into a downward spiral. And then they begin to lose even their very iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this point, we should remember this ayat of the Quran. Allah is saying that whoever has taqwa, Allah shows them the exit door, the exit out of all of their difficulties. And not only that, Allah makes their task easy, makes their affairs easy. That's also another ayah. Then, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah gives yusr, ease, right? We did this word before. إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah puts ease in all of their affairs. And for a muttaqi person, their things happen all by themselves. It's like automatic, as if Allah is ensuring that there is no rukawat, no obstacle in any of their tasks, in any of their affairs, in any of their worldly matters. They have this special madad and support. The hand of Allah is behind all of their affairs, all of their tasks and matters. They get the help. Then the fifth blessing of taqwa is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives rizq to that person and gives rizq from where that person doesn't even expect. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. That you will get a rizq from where you don't even have any expectations. Yani, if I work in my university, I have expectation that I will get my salary paycheck at the end of the month. That's not what this ayah is saying. This ayah is teaching us that you will get from where you don't have any expectations. It'll be min janibillah, min al-ghayb. Allah will open up such a door for you, which is a hidden door, and will give you rizq from that door. And I mentioned that this is the Sahaba Ikram, they had this special assistance. One Sahabi went to relieve himself and a mouse came and he placed 16 dirham in front of him. And then Sahabi brought those 16 dirham to the Prophet and asked that this happened. And the Prophet smiled and said that this is your risk that Allah sent you. So Allah opens up avenues. And not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up avenues for more and more risk, Allah also gives barakah in that risk. And we did this ayah yesterday. Allah puts barakah in your memory, in health. And again, a lot of times people complain about this, that we don't have barakah in our health, in our time, in our decisions. So through barakah, through taqwa, a person also gets barakah in all aspects of their risk, in all aspects of their life, and all of their blessings. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah opens up barakat, doors of barakah from the heavens and the earth. Then the sixth blessing of taqwa is that such a person gets the ma'iyat of Allah. Ma'iyat is a very beautiful word which means companionship, or rather intimate companionship, intimate proximity. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. They know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the intimately near, is the intimate companion of the muttaqeen. Such people can experience the companionship of Allah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was Khalilullah. He had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his friend, as his companion. What better companion to have than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can be a better companion than Allah? Have Allah as your companion and the life becomes set. Everything falls into place. And how can a person make Allah their companion? Through taqwa. Allah becomes your ma'iyate kubra. He becomes your intimate companion. You get the very special closeness and nearness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you feel that throughout the day. Sometimes people today say that I have a connection with the wazir, with the minister, with the prime minister, with the president, with the worldly people. And people are very happy about that. And they feel contentment that I have a very strong taluk with that individual. The muttaqi servant is so beloved to Allah that they get the companionship with Allah. They have a taluk, a relationship, a connection with Allah. And that's the best connection to have, because that connection then will solve all your difficulties. The seventh blessing of taqwa is that that person also becomes the beloved of Allah. They get this special ni'mat from Allah known as muhabba. Allah loves a muttaqi person. Like some people love because of beauty. Some people love because of intelligence. Some people love because of their religiosity. Taqwa is that sifat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this so much, because of which Allah loves his servant. A person who has taqwa, they become the beloved of Allah. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah has muhabba for the muttaqin. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that individual, then three things happen automatically. Number one, Allah ta'ala saves us from harm and hurt, because that's what a lover does. When you love someone, when you have a beloved, you save your beloved from any harm, any physical harm. And number two, when you hold someone as your beloved, you try to give them everything which pleases them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he has love for the muttaqi, Allah will try to give everything which pleases that person. And number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah gives so much itminan and sukoon and tranquility to the heart of that person that the dunya becomes like a free sample of Jannah. Why? Because that person is so beloved in the sight of Allah. Because he's a person, that person is a person of taqwa. The eighth blessing of taqwa is that Allah protects that person from his enemies. And sometimes a lot of our enemies are open. You know who your enemy is. And sometimes they're hidden. We don't know who our enemy is. People have malice in their heart and they're envious and jealous. And outwardly, they might be pretending to be your friend, smiling outside but bawling inside. and they might be planning and plotting against you. So we don't know. We don't know what's inside, what that person is thinking, what his intentions are. But Allah knows who our enemies are. Allah says, Wallahu a'lamu bi'a'daikum. Allah knows who your enemies are. And then we don't know that what kind of planning and plotting they might be doing against us. But Allah says that wa in tasbiru wa tattaqu, that if you have patience, sabr, and you have taqwa, then la yadurrukum kaiduhum shay'a, their planning and plotting will not be able to harm you one bit. Kuch nahi bigad sakte. They cannot touch you. They cannot harm you one bit. Yani their plans and decisions and all whatever they're doing against you will not be able to harm you. Now, what greater prescription can we have than this? That Quran is telling us that if a person can become muttaqi, then Allah will take care of their affairs. Allah will improve their affairs. Allah will save them from all kinds of issues and difficulties. And this is what happened to the Sahaba. Right? The Prophet ﷺ, the people used to plan against the Prophet ﷺ, plot against the Prophet ﷺ, making assassination attempts or trying to exile him. And Allah says, Wayamkurun, they are planning and plotting against you, O my beloved Messenger ﷺ, Wayamkurullah, and Allah is also planning. Wallahu khairul makirin, and Allah is the best of planners. Allah will not allow their plans to succeed. They cannot harm you. وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. Allah will never ever give a way for the unbelievers to go and dominate the believers. They will not be able to touch that person. So we understand this, that when a person has taqwa, they come under the hifazat and the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So instead of fearing other people around us and the creation and makhluk, rather, we should fear our sins and nafs and shaitan. And if we can somehow develop this ability to leave sins for the sake of Allah, then Allah will protect us with His rahmah. Allah will shade us with His rahmah, and Allah will save us from all kinds of difficulties in this life. The ninth blessing, there are ten, the second last blessing of taqwa is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants qubuliyah to that person's dua. Allah says, innama yatakabbalullahu minal muttaqin. That Allah accepts that person, grants qubuliyah to that person. Now, sometimes we make dua, we want our duas to be accepted, but sometimes we don't see they're accepted. And the reason is we lack that taqwa. And if we were to have taqwa, Allah will begin to accept our duas. Duas will be accepted. And all of these benefits we will get if we have taqwa. And the last is that a person will get izzat from Allah. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Such a person will have the greatest nobility and a rank in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if we ponder and reflect on on these 10 benefits, right? These 10 benefits, they encompass every ni'mah that we want. All the blessings can be summed up in these 10 benefits. And how can a person get these 10 benefits? We can get them if we keep ourselves away from sin and we lead a life of taqwa. And taqwa, I'll just end, it's not simply that you're careful about your food and drink, that you avoid unlawful food and unlawful sources of income. This applies to every part, every aspect of our life. That a person doesn't do anything that is against the likes of Allah, against the Sharia. And just like this applies in our food and drink and earning, this also applies in our relationship, in our society, how we deal with other people. That a person leads such a life where other people, they don't have a right against him on that day of judgment. There's no person who one will hold that person by the collar on the day of judgment and say that, give me my right back. So to have such a pure life. When we go to Saudi Arabia in Makkah Mukarramah, when you're entering, there is a roadblock And there is a check post where the police, they check, and they only allow certain people to enter and pass through. So on the, and sometimes people are sort of also scared that there is a load block, and you can sense it with the driver, especially the taxi driver. On the day of Qiyamah also, there will be a roadblock, and the road will be blocked by the angels. And there'll be people gathered on that day. They will say that, give us our right. You violated our right in this world. And they will want our rights on that day. People, there'll be some people who will be very pious, and they will have no rights to give to other people. And they can directly go into Jannah. But there'll be some other like us that Allah will say, waqifuhum, stop them, innahum mas'ulun. They have to be questioned. And then when the time for questioning starts, then very difficult to answer those questions. So we should be very careful that today, if we can make that himma in this month of Ramadan, and it's all about making intention and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that tawfiq. That, oh Allah, save us from that check post on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah grant us a life where we can make true tawbah from all of our sins, for all those things which are stopping us from reaching you. And Allah enable us, grant us the tawfiq to adopt taqwa. And when a person brings this taqwa on that day, wal aqibatu lil muttaqin, akhirat to hai for the muttaqin. Akhirat to all the blessings and all the things that you can imagine, akhirat, that wal aqibatu, that itself is for the muttaqin. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq that we can develop this attribute of taqwa inside of ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a life of purity of taqwa. And may Allah ta'ala, because of this attribute of taqwa, may Allah ta'ala grant all of us all the blessings that are associated with this, all the blessings that are associated with this in this dunya. May Allah ta'ala grant has those blessings, and may Allah also grant all the blessings that are associated with Akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll make dua. Before we make dua, we should value this time that we have, especially the time before Maghrib Salah. And individually, we make a collective dua, but also individually, we should try to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And khub toot ke Allah se mange. We should make dua because the Prophet said that this is a khas qubuliyat dua. So we should become sort of lose ourselves in that moment and forget about, ignore people who are on the right and the left, and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with absolute yakin and certainty that Allah ta'ala, whatever duas I'm making, Allah will accept my duas. And Allah ta'ala becomes very upset and very angry when a person begins to doubt the qubuliyat of that dua. Allah says that I'm saying that your du'as are accepted. Make du'a to me. I will give it to you. And still you are doubting my promise. So agar Allah ko kabool nahi karni hoti, to Allah aane ki tawfiq bhi nahi deta. If Allah did not want to accept our du'as, Allah would not have allowed us to fast in this month. Allah wouldn't have even given us this month of Ramadan. The fact that Allah has given us this month of Ramadan, enabled us to fast in this month of Ramadan, and now we completed the fast, and now are about at the verge of iftar, which is a time of qubuliyat dua. Ye is baat ki dalil hai that Allah wants to give it to us. Allah agar dena nahi chahte, to Allah mein mauka hi nahi deta mangne ka. So chunke mauka mila hai, to yakin ke saath mange that Allah wants to give to us. Allah promises to give. Allah is dying to give to us. So that's why we should make dua with a lot of yakin to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aur har cheez mange. Ask everything. Dil tadap raha ho. Ask with the empty heart. Just empty your heart of all the unlawful, all the ghairullah. And just think that's you and Allah. One on one, direct with Allah. And then with a tadapta heart, you should try to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah, aapka vaada hai. And Allah, I'm asking you now. Allah, I'm asking you, and I'm asking you, ask every single thing from Allah. Everything. Hamara kaam hai, our task is to ask from Allah. Koi jurum nahi hai to ask from Allah. We are antumul fukara. We are fakir before Allah. We are fakir. Fakir means beggar. Beggar means you have to beg. Means you have to ask. That's our identity. And if that is our identity, to mangne mein koi jurum nahi hai. Har cheez mange, badi bhi mange, choti bhi mange. We are at the door of Allah who is Al-Kareem. And Kareem ke samne aake, agar khali hath bhi aage, to bhi masla nahi hai. Fikr ki baat nahi hai. Kyunki Kareem ke dar pe, Kareem ke darwaze pe, to khali hath walon ko bhi mil jata hai. Khauf ki darne ki baat nahi, ki I have nothing to show to Allah. This is not, we're not going to some dunyavi person that you have to bring some presents and show that to. And sort of try to please that person through your presence. No, ye Allah ki baat hai. Allah hai, Allah to chahte hain usse mango. Hum Allah ke paas kuch dene ke liye nahi aa rahe, Allah se lene ke liye aa rahe. Aur Allah de ke khush hote hain, hum Allah se le ke khush hote hain. Allah ne ye mauka hi hame isliye diya hai ki aao aur mango. Aur jitna hum mangenge Allah taala utna khush honge. To Allah is dying to give to us. So we should also imagine ki ye lene ka waqt hai. Allah ne mujhe dene ke liye bulaya, Allah ne dene ke liye bulaya mujhe. लेने के लिए नहीं बुलाए. जिस तरह हम किसी बादशाह के महल में जाते हैं ना, बादशाह किसी फकीर को बुलाए तो वो फकीर से कुछ पैसे लेने के लिए नहीं बुला रहा होता. वो फकीर को इसलिए बुलाते कि मांगो क्या चाहिए, मैं तुम्हें दूंगा. तो अल्लाह ने भी हमें, अल्लाह ताला ने बुलाया हमें एट दिस टाइम व्हिच इज अ कबूलियत दुआ, मांगने के लिए बुलाया कि मांगो मांगो जो चाहिए लो, मैं तुम्हें देना चाहता हूँ. अल्लाह वॉन्ट्स टू गिव इट टू अस. सो हेंस वी शुड ऑल्सो मेक अ लॉट ऑफ दुआ विद अ लॉट ऑफ एहतमाम. If you don't have any neki, no taqwa, nothing, right? No amal to present. Lekin paunch to gaye na. We are at the door of Allah. Bas, that's it. Ab Allah Ta'ala rehmat farma denge, Allah Ta'ala meherbani farma denge. Bas hume yehi chahiye. Ke Allah aapke dar pe, aapke darwaze pe aa gaye hain. Allah paunch to gaye na. Bas hamara kaam paunchna tha. Baki Allah aap kareem hai. Allah aap hume ata farma de. To zindagi pe afsos ho ke Allah gunah se toba kar le. Aur Allah aainda main guna nahi karunga. Zindagi aapke, I will try to lead a life according to your wishes, according to your pleasure. Lekin Allah, aapke dar pe, I'm at your door. Ab Allah Ta'ala khali haath nahi uthayega mujhe. Allah give me, Allah open up your doors of rahmah for me. Shaitan hame baaton mein uljha deta. Normally at this time, shaitan makes us forget and distracts us. And shaitan to abhi band hai. But shaitan has trained our nafs in such a way that we become lazy. We become lazy on our own without shaitan. So this is, you should view this to be the prime time of the entire day, right? This the 10, 15, 20 minutes before your iftar breaks, right? This is the prime time. Usme Allah se mange, thak thak ke mange. Aur mangte rahe, Allah se mange, Allah ko manaye. Jis tarah dil mein koi cheez lag jati hai na, koi ek aag lag jati hai. Dil mein gham lag jata hai. तो बस फिर उसी गम के बारे में सोच रहे होते हैं. बिल्कुल इसी तरीके से हम अल्लाह से मांगे, ऐसे दिल में गम लग गया है. एक दिल में एक गम होता है. When a mother, she loses her son, एक गम होता है. उसको दुआ किताब से पढ़नी नहीं पड़ती कि अच्छा मैं ये दुआ पढ़ लेती हूँ अपने बेटे के लिए. दिल में गम होता है. दैट गम इज ऑटोमेटिकली टेलिंग हर व्हाट दुआज टू मेक. हर हार्ट इज मेकिंग दुआ. द वर्ड्स आर नॉट कमिंग फ्रॉम द टंग, दे आर कमिंग फ्रॉम हर हार्ट, फ्रॉम दैट ग्रीफ, फ्रॉम दैट सैडनेस. From the gham she is feeling. Dil mein lagi hoti hai baat. Aag lagi hoti hai. Right? In the same way, hame bhi at this moment, ek dil mein gham ho. Ek dil mein aag lagi ho. Right? We should think about that mother. Just like that mother, she lost her child. The way she will make dua to Allah, that's how we should make dua to Allah at this point. As if there is no coming back. This is it. This is the prime time, prime minutes of my life. I don't know whether I'll ever get a second chance. हम यूं मांगे जैसे हमें पता नहीं कि दोबारा मौका नसीब होगा या नहीं. दोबारा नेक्स्ट डे, आई डोंट नो वेदर आई विल गेट दिस मौका ऑर नॉट. तो दिस इज इट नाउ. Or as if my life depends on this, my death depends on this, my everything, all the things that I have, every single thing depends on this moment. Is kaifiyat ke saath mange. Sometimes we tell you the story of Hajjaj bin Yusuf, right? Wo nabina shakhs tha, blind person who wanted to get his eyesight back. And he was, Allah, mujhe aankhe de de, mujhe aankhe de de, mujhe aankhe de de. Tawaf kar raha tha. And he had completed 3 tawaf. And Hajjaj bin Yusuf entered and said, agar you don't get your eyesight back, then I'm going to chop your head off. And he was known as a ruthless tyrant, ruthless ruler. Ab jab wo dua maang rahe tab to uski kaifiyat hi mukhtalif hai. Because now it's not just my eyesight back. Now it's my life back. Bilkul is kaifiyat ke saath. Allah, meri zindagi depends on this dua. Aur is gham ke saath, is yakin ke saath, hum maange aur maangte rahe apne aap ko thaka dein. Allah ki mohabbat humo humare dil ke andar. Aur dil... And we should be looking forward to this time. When will that time come, this time for iftar? Ki dil dua mangne ke liye machal raha ho, tadap raha ho, right? Ki aisa dil cha raha ho ki Allah ke naam pe mit jaye. Ye wo mauka hai, right? Ye jo lamhat hote hain roza iftar karne se pehle. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq to make dua. Hame mangne ki tawfiq ata farma. Ye bhi Allah se mange. Allah mein mangne ki tawfiq ata farma de. Allah ki taraf se mangne ki tawfiq milti hai. Aur hum iski tawfiq ko Allah Ta'ala se mange. You can even plan your duas. Think about your duas carefully throughout the day. Plan them. And then ask Allah Ta'ala. Have your whole wish list ready. Your dream list ready that this is the time. And then toot pade, right? Toote hue dil ke saath Allah Ta'ala se mange. Har ek ek cheez mange. Allah Ta'ala bahut dena chahte hai. Allah Ta'ala ne dene ki nahi to ye waqt diya hai hame. Subhana rabbil al wahhab, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin. Ya Allah, ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah ek fakir ek ghani ke dar pe hazir hai, Allah ek kamzor ek qawi ke dar pe hazir hai. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ya Allah aap ka dar hai, Allah Kareem ka dar hai. Ya Rabbi Kareem, aapke pyare mehboob sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya ke is waqt ki duaen qabool hoti hain. Iftari ke waqt Allah duaen qabool farmate hain. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ya Allah hamari toba ko qabool farma lijiye. Ya Allah hamari tamam gunahon ko maaf farma dijiye. Allah jo guna yaad hai unko maaf farma, jo karke bhul gaye unko maaf farma. Allah jo mehfilon mein ki unko maaf farma, tanhaiyon mein ki maaf farma. Allah aapko apne al-ghaffar al-ghafoor hone ke naamon ke waaste, ya Rabbi Kareem, hamare tamam gunahon se maafi ata farma dijiye. Allah aap at-tawwab hain. Allah hamari toba ko qabool farma lijiye. Ya Allah, hum tamam gunahon se toba taib hote hain. Ya Rabbi Kareem, aapke pyare mehboob sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya ki gunahon se toba karne wala aisa hi hai jaise usne gunah kiya hi na ho. Ya Rabbi Kareem, hamare aaj ki is toba ko qubool farma lijiye. Ya Allah, gunahon se bachna hamare liye to mushkil hai. Allah, aapka gunahon se bacha dena to bahut aasan hai. Ya Rabbi Kareem, hame gunahon se paak zindagi ata farma dijiye. Allah, gunahon se saaf zindagi ata farma dijiye. Ya Rabbi Kareem, muttaqi taqwa wali zindagi ata farma dijiye. Allah, gunahon ki taraf hamari nigahein uthe to unko niche kar dijiye. Allah, gunahon ki taraf hamare haath aage badhe to unko piche kar dijiye. Allah, gunahon ki taraf hamare kadam uthe to unko niche kar dijiye. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ya Allah, hum gunahon se bachna chahte hain. Allah, gunahon se bach ke zindagi guzarna chahte hain, lekin hamare liye mushkil hai. Ya Rabbi Kareem, nafs hamare saath hai, nafs ammara ho chuka hai. Allah, shaitan bhi piche saath laga hua hai. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ya Allah, hamare is shaitan se hame piche chhoda dijiye. Allah, shaitan ke muqable mein apni hifazat ata farma dijiye. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ya Allah, rehmaton wala mamla farma. Ya Allah, nafs ko nafs se mutmainna bana dijiye. Ya Rabbi Kareem, hamare nafs ki islah farma dijiye. Allah, aapke kuch aise bhi to bande the ki wo ek raste pe jaate the to shaitan dusre raste pe bhagta tha. Allah, hame bhi aisi ne'mat ata farma dijiye. Aisi paakiza taqwa wali zindagi hame bhi ata farma dijiye. Allah, deen pe amal karna hamare liye aasan bana dijiye. Allah, gunahon ko chhodna hamare liye aasan farma dijiye. Allah, hum toba karte hain lekin phir bhi Allah, hamari toba adhuri hoti hai. Allah, hamari toba ko kamil bana dijiye, mukammal bana dijiye. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ya Allah, اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کے اندر جو لذت ہے ہمارے دلوں سے نکال دیجئے، اللہ گناہوں کی یادیں ہمارے دلوں سے مٹا دیجئے، اللہ گناہوں کے بارے میں جو جذبات ہیں ان جذبات کو ختم کر دیجئے، اللہ گناہوں کے معاملے میں ہمیں کراہت عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ جس طرح آپ کو کراہت ہے گناہوں سے اللہ ہمیں بھی گناہوں کی کراہت عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ گناہوں کے ذرے ذرے کو ہمارے اندر سے نکال دیجئے، اللہ ہمارے ریشے ریشے سے گناہوں کا کھوٹ نکال دیجئے، ہڈی ہڈی سے گناہوں کا کھوٹ نکال دیجئے، بوٹی بوٹی سے گناہوں کا کھوٹ نکال دیجئے، ہمارے قطرے قطرے سے اللہ گناہوں کا کھوٹ نکال دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں پاکی عطا فرما دیجئے، تقویٰ عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ نور عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ گناہوں کے میل کو دور فرما دیجئے، یا رب کریم رحمت والا معاملہ فرما، اللہ قبولیت دعا کا وقت ہے، یا رب کریم اپنی رحمت سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لیجئے، اللہ آپ کے لیے دینا تو کوئی مشکل نہیں، اللہ ہم تو آپ کے کوئی فقیر، اللہ آپ نے فرمایا کہ کوئی تمہارے در پہ کوئی مانگنے والا سائل آج جائے، وہ اما سائلہ فلا تنہر، تو اس کو چھٹکارا نہ دینا، منع نہ کرنا، کچھ دے دینا، یا رب کریم ہم بھی تو آپ کے در پہ حاضر ہیں، یا رب کریم رحمت والا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، اللہ دنیا کے والوں نے تو اپنے دروازوں کو بند کر دیا، اللہ آپ کا دروازہ تو ابھی بھی کھلا ہے، یا رب کریم ہمیں اپنے دروازے سے عطا فرما دیجئے، رحمتوں والا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، یا رب کریم برکتیں عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے، یا رب کریم، یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کے اندر اپنی محبت کو پیدا فرما، اللہ محبت کے اندر شدت نصیب فرما، رسوخ عطا فرما، اللہ محبت کے اندر ہمیں تڑپنا نصیب فرما، اللہ ایسی محبت عطا فرما کہ ہم آپ کے نام پہ مر مٹنے والے بن جائیں، اللہ نام پہ مرنے والے بن جائیں، نام پر مٹنے والے بن جائیں، یا رب کریم جس طرح قرآن میں آپ نے فرمایا کہ جب اللہ کا نام لیا جاتا ہے تو وجلت قلوبہم، ایمان والوں کے دل وچل جاتے ہیں، مچل جاتے ہیں، یا رب کریم ہمیں بھی اپنی ایسی شدت والی محبت عطا فرما دیجئے، یا رب کریم اپنے نام سے محبت عطا فرما، اپنی ذات سے محبت عطا فرما، اپنے کلام سے محبت عطا فرما، یا رب کریم آپ کے ساتھ رشتہ جوڑنا چاہتے ہیں، آپ کے ساتھ تعلق بنانا چاہتے ہیں، یا رب کریم، یا اللہ، اللہ آپ مہربانی فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہمارے اٹھے ہاتھوں کو قبول فرما لیجئے، اللہ ہمیں اپنا بنا لیجئے، ہمیں اپنا لیجئے، یا اللہ، یا رب کریم، یا اللہ آپ سے آپ کو چاہتے ہیں، اللہ اپنی محبت میں عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ عشق کی آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما، ہمارے انگ انگ سے، اللہ روئے روئے سے، ہڈی ہڈی سے اپنی محبت جاری فرما، اپنا ذکر جاری فرما، یا رب کریم رحمتوں کے ساتھ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، یا رب کریم آپ نے قرآن میں فرمایا وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا کہ جب کوئی معافی مانگے تو اس کو معاف کر دینا، اس کے ساتھ صلح والا معاملہ کرنا، یا رب کریم جب ہم کمزوروں کو یہ حکم ہے، اللہ ہم بھی تو آپ کے در کے بندے ہیں، یا رب کریم آپ بھی ہمارے قصوروں کو معاف فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہم آپ بھی ہماری غلطیوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے، آپ کو نرمی پسند ہے، آپ نے قرآن میں فرمایا کہ نرمی کے ساتھ معاملہ فرمانا، یا رب کریم آپ بھی ہمارے ساتھ نرمی والا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، یا رب کریم، یا اللہ روزے کا وقت قریب ہوتا ہے، اللہ جب مزدور اپنی مزدوری کر لیتا ہے تو اس کی بھی نظر، اللہ جیسی بھی مزدوری کری ہو، اللہ اس نے غلطیاں بھی کری ہو، کام پورا بھی نہ کیا ہو، لیکن اللہ پھر بھی اللہ اس کی نظر اللہ مالک کی جیب کے اوپر لگی ہوتی ہے کہ چلو پسینہ تو بہایا تھا، کچھ تو کیا تھا، کچھ تو کام کرا تھا، یا رب کریم، یا اللہ ہمارے بھی اعمال تو ٹوٹے پوٹے ہیں، اللہ ہمارے عملوں کو نہ دیکھیے، یا رب کریم اپنی رحمت کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہمارے اتنے عمل نہیں کہ آپ کو پیش کر سکیں، لیکن یا رب کریم، یا اللہ ہماری بھی نظر اس مزدور کی طرح آپ کے خزانوں پہ لگی ہوئی ہے، اللہ آپ پہ لگی ہوئی ہے، یا رب کریم مہربانی فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہمارے ٹوٹے پوٹے عملوں کو قبول فرما لیجئے، اللہ اس کے بدلے اپنی رضا نصیب فرما، اللہ اپنی کامل مغفرت نصیب فرما، رحمت والا معاملہ فرما، ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما، اللہ دنیا میں دیکھے جو لٹے ہوئے بندے ہوتے ہیں، دنیا والے بھی ان پر ترس کھا لیتے ہیں، اللہ شیطان نفس نے ہمیں بھی لوٹ لیا، اللہ کبھی حسد کے ذریعے، کبھی تکبر کے ذریعے، اللہ تمام عملوں کو ضائع کر بیٹھے، اللہ آپ بھی ہم لوٹے ہوئے بندوں پہ ترس کھا لیجئے، اللہ مہربانی کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، یا رب کریم رحمتوں والا معاملہ فرما، اللہ ہمیں تو مانگنا نہیں آتا، اللہ مانگنے کا طریقہ نہیں آتا، مانگنے کا سلیقہ نہیں آتا، یا رب کریم بن مانگے عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں اپنی محبت نصیب فرما، ایمان کی حقیقت نصیب فرما، اللہ ایمان اطاعت کی عزت نصیب فرما، معصیت کی ذلت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، یا رب کریم، یا اللہ رحمتوں کے ساتھ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، اللہ ہمارے لیے تو مشکل ہے، اسے بچنا مشکل ہے، آپ کے لیے بچا دینا تو بہت آسان ہے۔ یا رب کریم، یا اللہ ایک رحمت کی نظر ہم پہ بھی ڈال دیجئے۔ آپ شراب خانوں سے لوگوں کو نکال کے اپنی محبت کی شراب پلا دیتے ہیں، اللہ ہم شراب خانے میں تو نہیں جمع ہیں، اللہ ہم نے شراب تو نہیں پی ہوئی۔ یا رب کریم اپنی محبت کا ایک قطرہ ہمارے دلوں میں بھی ڈال دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں اپنا بنا دیجئے۔ یا رب کریم بچہ چلتے چلتے تھک جاتا ہے، باپ کی دیکھتا ہے کہ مجھے گود میں اٹھا لیں، باپ خود بھی تھکا ہوتا ہے لیکن بچے کو گود میں اٹھا لیتا ہے۔ اللہ ہم بھی چلتے چلتے تھک چکے ہیں، یا رب کریم اپنی رحمت سے ہمیں اللہ اپنا بنا لیجئے، اپنی رحمت سے ہمیں اپنا قرب عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ اپنی رحمت سے ہمارے گناہوں سے پیچھا چھڑا دیجئے۔ یا رب کریم رحمت فرما دیجئے، بچہ پریشان ہوتا ہے ماں باپ کی طرف دوڑتا ہے، بندہ پریشان ہوتا ہے پروردگار کی طرف لوٹتا ہے، اللہ ہم بھی پریشان ہیں، اللہ اپنے گناہوں کی وجہ سے پریشان ہیں، اللہ وقت گزرتا چلا جا رہا ہے، اللہ ابھی تک کچھ حاصل نہیں کر سکے رمضان کے اندر، رب کریم رحمت والا معاملہ فرما دیجئے۔ اللہ بڑا ڈر لگتا ہے اللہ جبرائیل امین کی بد دعا سے کہ برباد ہو جائے وہ شخص جس نے رمضان کا مہینہ پا لیا لیکن پھر بھی اپنی مغفرت نہ کرا سکا۔ اللہ آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس بد دعا پہ آمین کہہ دیا تھا۔ یا رب کریم بہت ڈر لگتا ہے، اللہ بربادی سے بچا لیجئے، اللہ بربادی سے بچا لیجئے، اللہ آدھا مہینہ تو گزر چکا، اللہ آپ کچھ دن رہ گئے ہیں، یا رب کریم ہماری مغفرت کے فیصلے فرما دیجئے، رحمت کے فیصلے فرما دیجئے، اللہ عطا کے فیصلے فرما دیجئے۔ اللہ ہم مانگنے والے بندے ہیں، اللہ آپ کے سامنے مانگ رہے ہیں، اللہ آپ تو وہ ہیں جو دے کے خوش ہوتے ہیں، اللہ ہم آپ سے لے کے خوش ہوتے ہیں، اللہ آپ ہمیں دے کے خوش ہو جائیے، اللہ ہمیں دے کے ہمیں بھی خوش کر دیجئے۔ یا رب کریم ہم نے دیکھا ہے دنیا کے اندر ماں باپ اپنے چھوٹے چھوٹے بچوں کی چھوٹی چھوٹی خوشیوں کو، چھوٹی چھوٹی ضروریات کو، خواہشات کو پورا کر کے خوش ہو جاتے ہیں، اللہ ہماری بھی آپ کے در پہ خوش خواہش ہے، اللہ ایک تمنا ہے اللہ کہ جب ہماری موت کا وقت قریب آئے اللہ ہمیں اپنی رضا نصیب فرما دیجئے گا، پہلے رضا عطا فرمائی گا اللہ، پھر ہمیں دنیا میں موت عطا فرمائی گا۔ یا اللہ ہمیں اپنی رضا نصیب فرما دیجئے، جنت عطا فرما دیجئے، اپنی پسندیدہ جگہ جنت عطا فرما دیجئے۔ یا رب کریم ہماری اپنی رحمت سے ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، اللہ اپنی محبت عطا فرما، اپنے عاشقین کی محبت عطا فرما، جن سے آپ محبت کرتے ہیں ان کی محبت عطا فرما، اللہ اسی محبت محبوبیت کے راستے پہ چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما۔ اللہ دین کا روکھا سوکت کو دور فرما، اللہ دین ہمارا بالکل روکھا ہو چکا ہے، ہماری عبادت کے اندر کوئی خشوع نہیں، کوئی خضوع نہیں، یا رب کریم ہمیں حلاوت عطا فرما دیجئے، دین کی لذت بھی عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ عبادت کا شوق عطا فرما دیجئے، عبادت کا ذوق عطا فرما دیجئے، عبادت کی لذت نصیب فرما، مٹھاس عطا فرما۔ یا رب کریم ہماری ان دعاؤں کا اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما، یا اللہ رحمتوں کے ساتھ ہماری تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما۔ ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين۔